one of London's busiest stations, closed for business. For the unlucky, if constant stream of would-be travellers arriving at London Euston, the same story. Confusion, disappointment, the hasty remaking of plans. But at a time when so many are struggling with the mounting cost of living, notably little condemnation of the striking rail workers.
People clearly aren't listening, and working class people are saying we can't afford it. So maybe this will help. It's a shame, but I think for the greater good, it has to be done,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, hopefully it does help.
After a rail holiday through Europe, Sean's frustration was with the rail companies, as he and his friends struggled to get home to Dublin.
This was planned, you know, it wasn't, they didn't decide to not turn up to work today. So this absolutely could have been avoided, planned around, alternatives offered, or at the very least, they could have delisted the trains for today.
Thousands of rail workers belonging to the ASLEF union went on strike on Saturday, leaving no services in some parts of the country or greatly diminished elsewhere. It's the latest, and far from the last, in a summer of transport strikes, long simmering disputes compounded by a cost of living crisis.
What we're now saying, as many other groups and many other sectors saying across the whole of the UK, is now we need a cost of living increase. But against the background of that then, the companies have signed a contract with the government, apparently, whereby they can't offer more than 2% without the government say-so.
With passenger numbers and revenues still well short of pre-pandemic levels, the Rail Delivery Group, which represents the train companies, says any pay rises will have to be paid for. It says unions need to agree to modernised working practices, more incorporation of Sundays into the regular working week, and higher productivity from each driver's shift. But this is about more than just the rail industry. Strikes have taken place or are planned across numerous sectors. The government is worried that high wage awards could embed the inflation that it hopes will relent once the pressures from Ukraine and from the pandemic start to ease. But those pressures have already hit hard in households across the country. There'll be still more disruption next week. Another major rail union is calling for tens of thousands of workers to walk off the job on Thursday and Saturday. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, London.